Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
One cannot review the day's news featuring crime, crumbling governments, and collapsing ideals without wondering what it was like in the day when Jesus lived on earth. And perhaps John the Baptist, more than any other Bible character of that day, can reflect the conditions, morally and spiritually, that existed during the time Jesus ministered to a needy world. And from the message John preached, we might readily assume it was a sin-sick civilization to which Jesus came, a civilization which found millions in slavery, victims of war or debt, with other millions enslaved by lust, impurity, greed, selfishness, and even religion. Out of the solitary wilderness came this fiery anointed preacher, with tender and yet lancing words, with no regard for rank or station. This fiery Baptist roared against the sins of his day. John appeared at a time when morality was at an extremely low ebb. Men divorced their wives at will. To Herod, who married his brother's wife, thus committing adultery, John cried out, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." John appeared at a time when the spiritual life of the people was also at a low ebb. Professing righteousness, the people lived in open sin and disobedience to God's holy commandment. Because of hodgepodge doctrines and discordant teachings, some did not know what to believe. For instance, the Pharisees listed only 39 deeds that could be performed on the Sabbath. A man could carry no burden heavier than a fig, or face the lash, and even face stoning. It was into such a religious environment that John came. At first, the people rejected his message. "We have Abraham to our fathers," the people would say. These folks of John's day thought as long as they belonged to something, they were all right. And oh, how disappointing it was for John to come along and openly and vehemently condemn their sin. "O generation of vipers," he shouted, "bring forth fruits worthy of repentance." I'm sure if John would have been a present-day pastor, he wouldn't have lasted very long. But you see, John did not have a church. No church would have him. But God had called him to preach, and God provided both the place and the people. Preaching out there in the wilderness by the riverbank, wealthy publicans, tanned, robust Roman soldiers, wayward Palestinian youths, even the curious Pharisees and Sadducees, they all came to hear him preach. And to all John shouted alike, "Repent and be baptized unto the remission of your sins. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his paths straight." Yes, sir, here was a preacher who believed in straight preaching. And I'm convinced any God-sent, Holy Ghost-anointed preacher is going to preach straight. For straight is the gate, and narrow the way that leadeth unto eternal life, and few there be that find it, declared our Lord. I found people generally like straight preaching. Why? Because they want to know the truth. They don't want to be misled by some wishy-washy modernist who simply recites poems, gives book reviews, and tells jokes. No, my friends, they want to know the truth. People want to know the truth. And that's why John's preaching was such a success. Men soon discovered John spoke with the power of the Holy Ghost upon his message. Even the great and mighty Herod, who put John in prison when John had told him he ought not to live in adultery, soon came to respect John as a man of God. He did not want to kill John. Rather, it was his wicked wife who forced him to murder this prophet of God. Herod knew he was guilty. He knew he had done wrong. He knew John was telling the truth. And we read the king was sorry when he was forced to behead and silence this voice of the man of God. And preacher friend of mine, God will honor and men will respect the truth. Call sin, sin. Urge repentance. Cry out against immorality. Decry iniquity. plea with your people to flee the wrath to come, to make straight paths for our Lord, for indeed he is coming very soon. And that's how John preached. We read in Luke chapter 3, and the people came asking him, saying, what shall we do? First of all, John answered, he that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none, and he that hath meat, let him do likewise. My friends, when I read of the sufferings abroad, the hundreds of uncared for orphans in Korea, in Indochina, other places, when I read of parents who sell their children for as little as 75 cents in order to buy food for themselves, they had been living on the bark of trees, but now there's not even sufficient bark. And here's a nation where we have plenty, where God is calling us, I believe, to sacrifice in order that the spiritual and physical needs of others might be met. I'm not so sure whether God wants us to buy new cars and see hundreds of dollars each year lost in depreciation when we could readily give to the cause of missionary activity, when we could get out the gospel by radio, when we could support orphanages abroad to take care of these needy orphans, when we could provide food for the hungry, when we could clothe the needy. And that's the message John preached, my friends. Bring forth fruits worthy of repentance, he cried. In other words, prove you mean business with God by providing for your fellow man. The communist is willing to part with his shirt to promote communism. What about you? He's willing to give half his pay, meager as it might be, in order to propagate his beliefs. What about you and me? Friends, the burden of our hearts today is to reach out to foreign lands with this broadcast, not so we can gloat in the number of stations, but because Jesus is coming soon, and because we need to send forth this message of warning, be ready, as John preached to his day, so we feel led to preach to our day. There's Africa, the Philippines, Hawaiian Islands, South America, all opportunities that presently await us. Oh, as John suggested to the people of his day, let's sacrifice. Let us ask ourselves, do I need to buy that suit or that pair of shoes? Must I have that steak when I could buy hamburger? In fact, if the natives live on rice, why can't we have more of it on our table? Friends, our love for Jesus will determine what we will do. And our Lord declares, he that honoreth me, I will honor. If your heart is right, your intentions are sincere, and you sacrifice for missions, I know the Lord will look out for you. He'll provide for your needs. He'll give added strength to your body, wisdom to conduct your business so as to save money. There'll be few or no doctor or hospital bills, freedom from costly accidents. Why? If we put him first, he will provide. Oh, that we might be like these people of John's day, that we might come willingly, yea, earnestly and gladly to the Savior and pray, what wilt thou have me to do? Again we read, then came also the publicans, the tax gatherers. They inquired, what shall we do? And to these servants of the state, John replied, exact no more than that which is appointed you. In John's day, as in our day, friends, taxes were very high. Princes and priests alike exacted heavy tribute. The state required a third of the farmer's grain. Then there were levies made on the first fruits of the land. In some cases, the cattle were seized without sufficient reason. And the publican, of course, always made sure he got his share or more than his share. And the priests of the temple likewise stressed the tithe. Then besides, they had what they called the second tithe. And besides that, they called for sacrifices, animals and birds and the like. No wonder John, seeing the dishonesty of much of this, witnessing the money changers in the temple disgracing the house of prayer, seeing the legalism of the Pharisees who paraded in their special tailored garments, noting the calloused and the cold forms of worship, addressed all who bore the name of either Sadducee or Pharisee, crying out to them, who hath warned even you to flee the wrath to come? For these religious sects Men who fasted, who tithed, who prayed, who were missionary-minded, who were separatists, who condemned and even stoned and whipped those who would oppose them, these too needed to repent. What about us today? Do we not need to heed John's message? Should we not repent and turn from our sin? Must we not believe as well as obey the gospel? My friends, indeed we must, if ever we are to get right with God and be ready for the soon coming of Jesus. For our Lord himself has urged us, saying, "Be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh."
Will ye be ready?
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.